So Father, as we gather together in this little building which has been set aside for you and the worship of our Lord Jesus Christ for so many years, Lord, we are individuals who have come out of the world into your presence, Lord, and we just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would move among us this morning, that this will be a time of joy and celebration, that we would be able to look back at the scriptures that foretold your birth, Lord, and that it would all come alive to us again. And Father, we just want to be a blessing to you, because you've been a blessing to us for so many years. And we just want to know you better. So Lord, we dedicate this time to you, and we give you thanks that we have this time that you've given us, Lord, to share with each other, to support each other and encourage each other, and to sing songs of joy and happiness, because our Saviour was born and he was given to us as a living sacrifice until he laid down his life to pay for all our sins. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to start a service with lighting the fourth candle.
So week four, we light the candle of love or the angel candle. Fourth candle reminds us that the angels are the messengers of God, who in this case bring good news. The good news is that we have a new king who one day will rule over all. That is the message of the angels to everyone who will listen. At his name, Jesus, every knee will bow. Every knee of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth. In Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 to 25, it was an angel who told Joseph in a dream to take Mary as his wife, because the child she carried was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Matthew 1, verse 20 says, "Behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in the dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call him in Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." In Luke chapter 2, verse 8, Jesus' birth was announced by angels to a group of shepherds just outside of Bethlehem. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 says, "For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord." The angelic host proclaimed the birth of the Saviour, the Messiah, the Lord. The angels have always been messengers of God. The kingdom of Jesus is both a present and future reality. He is king. He will always be king. As Christians, we live in the kingdom of this world as citizens of the kingdom of the coming world. But also, the fourth candle is the candle of love. Love plays a vital role in the Christmas story. Because of Joseph's love for Mary, he didn't stone her when he found out she was pregnant with what he thought was a child out of wedlock with another man. Mary had a natural motherly love for Jesus. Ultimately, we see God's love for everyone by sending his Son for us. Jesus focused on preaching love throughout his ministry. Two of his greatest commands involve love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind and strength, and love your neighbour as yourself. And if we turn to scripture, 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 to 8, lists a number of characteristics of love. Love is patient, love is kind. Love does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. We cannot walk with Christ without love, and we cannot have the Christmas story without it. As Linus states in A Charlie Brown Christmas, that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. Let us pray. Father God,
gift of all came that first Christmas. It wasn't wrapped in a beautiful package and set under the decorated tree. The greatest gift came wrapped in the flesh of baby Jesus and laid in the rough wood of the manger. Our perfect gift would later be rewrapped in the scars of our sin and nailed to the rugged wood of the cross on Calvary, all because of God. Father, this final week of Advent, fill our hearts and minds with the significance of that truth. Thank you, Lord, for loving us enough to send Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Right, we have
a special person here with us today who is here. Yes, it's you! Reader. Who would like to hold up the lighting of the fourth candle?
The candle of love. Are you up to that?
Yeah, I think
it's
about to
shoot. Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey. Awesome. Smile for the cameras.
Our first reading comes from Isaiah. I'm going to read verse 7, 14, and from chapter 9, verses 2, 6, and 7. You remember Isaiah lived about 450 years before the birth of Christ. So this was a prophecy. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in a land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. From that time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Terry.
So our first carol is this one that we have never done here before. No. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Saviour's birth. Let's stand and sing.
Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
A census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his hometown to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thanks, Sonny. Thank you. It's just occurred to me, we have got on the introductory slides, we have three languages for Jesus is Lord. Obviously we've got Jesus is Lord, and we've also got it in Romanian, and we've also got it in Irish. Now, if we had it in Sonny's native language, what would that be? How do you say Jesus in is Lord in your native language?
Yesu si wo de zhu.
Wow! I like it! Yesu, did you say?
Yesu, yes.
Yesu?
Yesu, Jitu si wo de zhu.
Excellent.
It's my Lord.
Is that in like hieroglyphics? It's not in the English language, is it? Not in the English alphabet, is it in...
Oh yeah, in Chinese. In Chinese writing.
In Chinese writing.
Yeah. Jesus Christ is... Jesus, Yesu.
Yesu.
Christ, Jitu.
Jitu.
Yes.
Jitu.
Jitu.
We're getting there. We're here in international church now. Wow. Can I ask you to write that down for me, and I'll try and get it projected with you. Oh, there it is, look. So we've got Jesus Christ is Lord, Gesù Cristo è il Signore is Italian, Jesus Este Domnul is Romanian, and I still can't do the Irish one. Can you be able to do it for us? Shout it! That's difficult, that one, isn't it? And now we've got Chinese, yeah? Excellent. We're getting there. We're getting there. Now this is one, this is very
very popular with children, as I remember, a long time ago. Oh, come on, Ben, cheer up. Come on, get a rattler. I'd rather hear you rattling. Lullaby then.
Oh,
reading number 4 is from Luke 4, it's a continuation from the last reading, Luke 2, verses 8 to 20.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I'm bringing you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in clothes and laying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to the God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had led them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried up and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was laid in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at the shepherd said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had told. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, Linda's got a little surprise for those who are not aware of the surprises, what it might be on a carol service. And so I'm going to hand over the mic. Here we go. Linda.
Okay, who can tell me what that is? Go on. And I was introduced to this little story a few years ago now when I was in my old church. And it's just a little poem as to why we have a candy cane. Okay? So look at the candy cane. What do you see? Stripes that are red, like the blood shed for me. White is for my Saviour, who is sinless and pure. And J is for Jesus, my Lord, that's for sure. Turn it around and a staff you will see. Jesus, my shepherd, was born for me.
Who knows the tune Green Sleeves?
During the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem,
one who has been born King of the Jews. We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. In Bethlehem, in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you found him, report him to me, so that I may too go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Who remembers Kenny Rogers?
Oh, yeah. Really, Sarah, do you remember Kenny Rogers?
This is a recording that he made of Mary, Did You Know?
Yeah, you know as well. Everybody's happy.
Hopefully we won't let you down.
Did you know that your name was?
our final reading, reading number 6, which is from John 1, verses 1 to 18.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made. And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me.' From the fullness of his grace we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known."
The law was given through Moses, but grace was given and came through Jesus Christ. And I think it's a good time to pause and just consider whether everybody here, whether you think you're still under the law or whether you're under grace. It's a really difficult thing to understand that forgiveness from God comes as a gift, but you have to receive it. But if you don't receive that gift of grace, God's forgiveness at Christ's expense, then you remain under the law. You may not think you're under the law, but you are, because you're still trying to perform everything in your own strength. And you will forever judge yourself as, "I'm doing all right today, and I'm not doing all right now." So the greatest gift you can receive this Christmas, if you've never received it before, is that gift of grace, which means that you'll never have to try in your own strength again, and you will know in your heart that the price is paid, that your future is secure, and all you need to do then is to relax and listen to the Lord, because he will tell you what to do as your guide. You won't need to study, you won't need to work hard at it. You just need to relax into him, give yourself to him, and he will steer you through the rest of your days. And he's good at that. But we're not good at believing it. But God is grace, and his mercies are everlasting. And that's why, before we do the final song, my favourite carol, I want you to know what this joy is all about. It's called "Joy to the World, the Lord Has Come." Now, that's only joyful for you if you're not worried about him coming back again. Because if you're worried about him coming back again, and you're going to hide because you've got something hidden in your closet, then this is the time to get it out and dealt with, so you can stand up with the rest of us and say, "Hallelujah, he's coming back. He's taken us to be where he is." So let's be happy and sing, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature will sing. Joy to the earth, the Saviour reigns. Your sweetest songs employ, while fields and streams and hills and plains repeat the sounding joy. He will rule the world with truth and grace, and he will make the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, the wonders of his love.
Thank you.
to close the service with a reading. It's a reading that I chose the last year, actually. And when I read it again this year, I thought, it's so appropriate that there's no need to change it. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 24. And this is particularly a challenge to each one of us here today. But it is really, really good advice. So Paul speaking to the church in Thessaloniki, depending on how you pronounce it. And this is what he said. Be joyful always. Pray continually. And give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now do not put out the Spirit's fire, the Holy Spirit's fire. And do not treat prophecies with contempt. But test everything. Test everything against Scripture. Hold on to the good and avoid every kind of evil. Now may God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. And may your whole spirit, soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Amen. I'd like to invite people into the tea bar for tea and biscuits, and you might even find a mince pie there, but I'm not sure this year. I'm not sure if you've got mince pies.
They're there. Somebody brought them, wasn't it?
So let's just receive the Aaronic blessing before we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Shalom, deep in your heart, not just absence of war, but wholeness and completeness, knowing that there is no more to do than to live out our salvation in fear and trembling, listening out for what the Lord would have us do and say. And Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for joyful songs. We thank you for young and old alike here today. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your promises. But more than anything today, Lord, we thank you for Jesus, that indescribable gift which each one of us, no matter who we are, needs to hang on to open that gift, to study that gift, to spend time with that gift, and to cherish that gift. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Wait, background, I'm going to introduce you.
is that just a